call to order. Please rise, take up your silent cell phones, and take up caps, and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Deanna is serving as our clerk tonight, so we'll call the roll.
Kyla?
Here.
I'm sorry, Ernst.
Here.
Glinsman?
Here.
Moore?
Yeah,
here. Rangel?
Here.
Steigers?
Here.
Yanquist?
Here.
All right. I would call for an approval of the agenda from anyone.
So moved.
Second.
All right, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you. We have eight items on our consent agenda. Number six needs to be pulled because not all of the reports of inspections by the fire department have been done on that. So does anyone else have any other questions about any of the other consent items?
Make a motion we accept 1 through 5 and 7 and 8.
All right, thank you, Elaine.
Second
from Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right. We can approve number six pending insurance or no, pending
fire
inspection approval. So,
moved.
All right, let's do that. Elaine, thank you. Do we have a second for that motion?
Second.
Ivan, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right, the ayes have it. Thank you very much. Moving on, we have a special presentation. We have two guests from the City Point Church. Gentlemen, welcome. Please come to the stand, introduce yourselves, and go ahead and give us your presentation.
Okay. Yes, I'm Sam Shield. I'm the executive pastor at City Point Church here in Washington. We meet at the Washington High School on Sundays. We have offices on the north side of Town Square. This is Tony Whittle. He's the lead pastor of our church. We are have met with Deanna and Kelsey and then Sally two times. And before that, we met with Brent Hinson pre-COVID. And we talked with him, all of them, about some land options in the city. And after talking with them, very preliminary conversations, they advised that we would come to the council next. And so here we are to talk about the option of the city-owned land that was Bell land over by the fairgrounds. Of the 19, we are interested in purchasing 5 of those acres to build a permanent facility someday for our church. And before we go further on that, I will have Tony tell us a little bit about our history and who we are as a church.
Yeah. Thanks again. Tony Whittle is my name, and first off, if I can just say thanks. We started in 2015, September 2015 is when we launched City Point Church. Since the beginning of our church, we've rented with the school district, and we've been a part of the schools in and through that. And being a part of this city, not being from here, Sam isn't from here as well, it's been awesome to be a part of a community that loves each other and values a lot of the same things that me and my family since moving here has been a part of. So thank you all for doing what you do. With that said, though, Sam's right. For the last few years, City Point has known that there's no rush to get out of the school district. We actually have become big fans of being there. Working with Willie has been honestly a joy, and being a part of the schools has been a blessing for us. However, we know long-term, one of the best things for our community of faith would be to think about laying down permanent roots in our community. And so for the last few years, we've been just doing our best to activate conversations with parties of interest, from any facility that would come up for sale that could house the size of church that we are, to exploring options of individuals who might have land, to being tipped off about this land that the city had. And so this was part of a preliminary conversation that we're having. There's no need for us to rush. However, we have also done our best to be wise leading up to this. So by chance, if a conversation of moving forward happens, we can do so with land if it presents an opportunity. And so, again, we're grateful. We have a growing church, which is exciting for us, and being a part of the community, being able to be heavily invested here, we actually just believe that our one of the next best things that we do is start this conversation of pursuing permanent roots. So thank you again, and not sure if there's any questions around that, but Sam and I just thought beginning some of these talks would be wise for us in light of the realities at hand. So. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions? Approximately how many members do you have?
For example, last Sunday we had 450 people show up. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon for us to be in the 450 to 500 range on a Sunday morning. We have an enormous amount of kids that make up that amount of people. We have two services that happen in Washington just this last year. Not that you're asking about this, but we started another church in Williamsburg, Iowa. And so what's happening here in Washington is actually being simulcast to another community up the road in Williamsburg. And so that church just started last year. And part of our long-term goal is to have a facility that would also enable us to continue to reach out to other small communities in an hour radius around Washington to continue to be propelling what God's doing through a faith community of people. Yeah.
Anyone else have any other questions?
Could you tell us about your vision for the 5-acre piece of land?
Yeah.
Because that's a nice chunk of land.
For sure. With the amount of people that we have showing up, ideally for us would be to have anywhere from the range as small as 20,000 square feet to 30,000 square feet is the facility that we'd like to put up. Parking spaces would be around 150 parking spaces, maybe up to 200, but I'm not 100% sure that's needed because we'll divide into multiple services as that if the parking becomes an issue. Green space, I know 5 acres is a lot of acres, except what it allows for a church or a gathering of any sorts is to have kids be able to go outside. And that is a huge value for us. Middle of the weeks, if you ask anybody downtown, we have a student ministry that happens. And so in our office downtown, we'll have 40 to 50 middle schoolers that storm in there on Wednesday nights, and having room for them to go and to exercise and to be out and about and then to come in is important to us. So that's the green space matters. Having something that's not crammed in aesthetically actually matters to us too. So it looks nice, has room potentially to grow. Quite honestly, 30,000 square feet facility would be similar to like an Ace Hardware or a Washington Auto Center. Those are 30,000 square foot facilities. That gives you a perspective of what that looks like. And we believe that we could maximize that sort of space repeatedly as the church continues to grow. And so don't envision for myself this 50, 60,000, like this mega huge thing. But we anticipate when we do build a building that there will be immediate growth that happens. Anytime you lay down actual roots, we actually think we gain credibility in a town that wonders, are you just somewhere that just sets up and tears down and then you disappear? And so planning ahead is important to us, and having that space matters.
So that brings me to the question, are you independent? Are you just Washington, or are you affiliated with?
Great question. Thanks for asking. We're actually a part of a greater denomination called Converge Worldwide. It was formerly known as the Baptist General Conference. But they got tired of like all the Baptist thing and people rubbing their nose down at it. And so they switched their name to a more generic name called Converge to be more inclusive so that the name wouldn't hinder people in their pursuit of finding faith. And so that is our umbrella that we operate underneath. And so we're not independent. We're closely connected. And then we have a handful of churches in the Midwest that we link arms with together for resources to just stay connected with other people. But Converge is a global, worldwide entity that has churches all across the world.
So your church would be belong to that greater organization.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for asking that.
Are there headquarters in Iowa or?
Actually, it's in Orlando, Florida, where the headquarters is. then they'll have regional sites throughout the United States. So one of the regional sites is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that Minneapolis covers Minnesota and Iowa. Thank you.
Anybody else have any other questions? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
For the dialogue, and we appreciate it. I noticed, Dan, we didn't have any time for comments from the public.
It's on down.
It's after
a special event.
Oh, presentation. I'm looking for something different. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's move on to our special event requests. Main Street is here for the snow event. Sam, you want to take the mic and...
I'm just here to ask or answer any questions you guys might have. We're doing the lighting ceremony and the parade. The only thing we added was we did ask JT Sips to come set up on the square pre-parade because... Cafe Nodichi is the only place that's open that late, and they get swamped with hot chocolate and coffee, and so trying to take some of the pressure off of them, and JT Sips said that they would come in, and so they are going to set up and just kind of help spread that out some, and yeah, but that's the only thing we really added. Otherwise, it's still the trees, Santa, the lighted parade, breakfast with Santa, Shop Small Saturday. It's a big day. Be in town on the 25th of November.
I'll make the motion we approve the snow event.
Thank you, Bethany.
Second.
And Isla, I'm going to get the second on that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks. That was easy.
If you think of anything we should add, you have to volunteer to do it, but we will let you add things.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Pretty jam-packed day. All right, next is Washington County Relay for Life. And if you remember, that Jan Miller was here last week to present this. And so here's all the information. It's like she's got all the boxes checked and everything. And Monday, June 29th.
Looks pretty good. I make a motion we accept this.
All right,
as
thank
Jan
you, Elaine.
Presented last week.
And a second from Fran. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay. Relay for Life is on. Okay. Next, presentation from the public. Is there anybody here or online that would like to make any comments or address the council for any reason? Now's your chance.
No one.
No one. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We'll move on from that then to the claims for September 19th. And did anyone have any questions about any of the claims?
Or did anyone contact you? I did have one question ahead of time. There was a Contractor Solutions underwater distribution for a new trash pump. I reached out to Marshall, and that's what they use to pump the water out when they're doing a water main in that boulder. The one that we had didn't pump water out fast enough, so they were kind of filling faster than they needed it to. So that was that one.
All right. Anybody else have any questions about any of the claims?
Oh. Make a motion to approve claims for September 19th, 2023.
Thanks, Fran.
Second.
Second by Elaine. And all those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. All right, June 23, year-end financial report.
Apologize for the delay. It was done before I went on maternity leave,
wow.
But I didn't make it to council yet. So think back 3 months, I guess. So the total treasury cash and investments decreased from the end of May by $1,606,496. A big majority of that was due to the payments that we made for our sewer and West Side Interceptor. Sorry, those payments are about $1 million on June 1st. So that's what most of that is. That gave us a month end. June balance of $9,778,808. After 12 months of operations, we ended the year ahead of budget for revenue in the general fund by $174,257 due to our transfers, our licenses and permits, and our miscellaneous revenue. Our road use fund by $2,841 due to our road use taxes. And sanitation by $13,536 due to our charges for services and merchandise sales. We ended the year under budget for the airport fund by $4,762 due to fuel sales, and the water fund by $112,240 due to charges for services, and the sewer fund by $196,256 due to charges for services as well. After 12 months of operations again, we ended the year under budget with all funds except the general fund. The general fund was over budget for general insurance, repairs, vehicle operations, utilities, payments to outside entities, staff development, and transfers. We also had other funds that were over budget in certain lines, like the airport for fuel and telecommunications, the road use for street maintenance and mechanic supplies, the water plant for office supplies, postage, other professional services, credit card fees, and tech services, the sewer plant for general insurance, utilities, vehicle operations, and engineering, and finally, sewer collection for sewer maintenance, utilities, and heavy equipment. Are there any questions on the year-end financials?
Anybody have a question? All right, we need a motion.
Make a motion to approve the June 23 year-end financials report from Kelsey.
Thank you, Fran.
Second.
No. Okay, Bethany, you got the second on that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Good. Now, moving on to new business. First is a public hearing on the annexation for 250th Street. So the hearing is open. Is there anybody who would like to speak about this annexation? Maybe this. Back up. Just tell us who you are and maybe your address.
Dale Pope, 2203 250th Street. We are asking to be annexed so that we can purchase city water. We've had a well for a long time, and the well says it's tired. So, and there's three of us on it, and it's time to everyone have their own. It's expensive, what isn't, but you know. And I don't have any help anymore, so I think I'd ask you to help. Corrine is not here tonight. She's ill, and Mr. Chapa and his wife are not here as they're in Iowa City working, so here I am. But if you would consider that, I see you've marked in front of the property already, so somebody must be thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yes. I appreciate it. Yes, and we kind of need it before it gets real cold. Mm-hmm. So, as long as the well keeps going, we'll cross our fingers.
Right.
So whatever you decide, okay. I appreciate.
Well, thank you very much for being here and for your words here. So this is the public hearing. Is there any other public comment? I will call for us.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you, Anna. Call the roll. Sorry.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Danquist?
Yes. Okay, next on the item is discussion and consideration of a resolution approving voluntary annexation of certain properties. And here we have the property owners, Martin Pope and Chapa listed. And any discussion, questions about this?
Motion to approve the resolution approving voluntary rent annexation of certain properties.
Second.
Thank you, Isla. Thanks for the second, Elaine. And would you call that roll, please?
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Yanquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
That takes care of it.
Thank you. Welcome to the city.
Yeah, welcome. Glad to have you. I think there's some, later on the agenda, there's an item about the actual...
No, there's not
on this agenda?
That's what didn't get put on the one we're following.
Okay, we had a change. All right, never mind. Okay, next is number three. Discussion and consideration of a resolution of fixing the date for a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a development agreement with the Washington Hotel Group and providing publication of notice thereof. Okay, a lot of papers on this. Do you have any updates for us on this, Deanna?
Not really. Just that it's been approved by the developer. I was hoping to have a signed copy for you, but he has not been in to sign it yet. But he has reviewed it, his attorney has reviewed it, and they are fine with what's in the agreement. Okay.
So since things aren't signed, do we continue?
This is just fixing the date.
This is just fixing the date. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's so okay. Prior to the next meeting, okay. We actually have we'll have a signed copy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, this is just setting the public hearing.
Okay. So as long as we can do that.
This is the time for public and council discussion, correct?
Oh yes, you have a question?
I do have a question. He's gonna get 10 years of free taxation. The way I'm reading this.
He will get up to 1.8 million.
Are we just talking about the public hearing right now, right?
Right.
That's what's on the agenda.
Yeah, that's all that's on the agenda, is setting the public hearing date. If you have more in-depth questions, we can talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I make a motion we go ahead and set the date for the public hearing for the development agreement with the Washington Hotel Group, LLC.
Thank you. Elaine, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ida. And call that vote, please.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
This is quite a few pages. Next is discussion and consideration of a resolution, meaning city personnel authorized to access financial accounts and conduct banking activities. Let's see. Yeah, it's in here somewhere. Yeah, I'm getting there. There's a lot there for this one. Okay, there we are. Okay. Now that we, so Sally is no longer with us, and she was the one that formerly did this, we need to get a few more people on the signature card or at least doing banking activities. Anybody have any questions?
Motion to approve the resolution authorizing city personnel who are authorized to access financial accounts and conduct banking activities on behalf of the city.
Thank you. Isla?
Second.
Okay, Bethany, I just slipped in underneath that. So thank you, Bethany, for the second. And this is a resolution, so let's have the roll call.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Next is discussion and consideration of a resolution approving the nutrient reduction feasibility study. Deanna sent us all a huge document. And
did you all read it?
Oh, page to page. Word for word.
Yeah. So, do you want to give us the summary of it?
I did see the summary. Steve is on, so maybe can give us a condensed version of what the report said.
Thank you. Good idea.
Hello, I'm Steve Troyer with Fox Strand Engineering, and thought I could just give you a brief overview of this study and certainly answer any question you have. So this study came about as part of the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy. It's a requirement of the city's wastewater discharge permit that the city evaluate the feasibility of reducing nutrients in your wastewater plant discharges. A report was completed in 2018 that looked at the feasibility of this. And at that time, the conclusion was reducing nitrogen in your wastewater discharges was feasible, but reducing phosphorus was not. So currently, your facility is operating in a manner to reduce nitrogen. It has a discharge limit on nitrogen, but not on phosphorus. So as part of your current NPDES permit, the city was required to go through another evaluation to evaluate the feasibility of reducing phosphorus in your discharges. So this study needs to be submitted to the Department of Natural Resources by October 1st. So as part of this evaluation, we looked at how much phosphorus you have coming into your treatment plant, how much is currently being reduced compared to what the nutrient reduction strategy goals would be. So currently your phosphorus is coming in at about 17 milligrams per liter. It's pretty high compared to typical domestic wastewater. That might be around 6 milligrams per liter on a typical influent. So the nutrient reduction strategy, rather than getting down to a typical 1 milligram per liter, the goal of the strategy would be to reduce 75% of the phosphorus. So a target effluent concentration would be around 4.4 milligrams per liter in that range. So we looked at a number of different options of how we could implement changes in your operation or additional improvements in your plan strategies for reducing the phosphorus. There's five different options that were considered in the study. We looked at capital costs for adding a chemical to precipitate the phosphorus at several different locations within the plant and at an industrial discharge prior to discharging to the sanitary sewer. Capital costs range anywhere from a little over $400,000 up to a little over $2 million for those alternatives. We also looked at the life cycle costs, the cost for energy, the cost for chemical, additional manpower costs, cost for additional sludge disposal or biosolids disposal from adding these chemicals to remove phosphorus. And those life cycle costs, when considered over an annual cost basis, the equivalent annual costs of those alternatives range from anywhere from just under $150,000 per year up to about $575,000 almost dollars per year. So the next part of the study, the feasibility study, looked at what the potential impact on user costs would be if these strategies were implemented. And that's towards the end of your report. There's a table in there. The strategy wants us to look at the impact on user rates and compare it to the median household income. So currently your wastewater charges on average are about 1.19% of median household income. If we were to implement the lowest cost option in here, the effect on your wastewater charges compared to median household income would be about 1.29%. As part of the strategy, it lays out that if the cost of wastewater treatment is higher than 2% of the median household income, then the city wouldn't have to do anything. If it's less than 1%, then a city should implement those improvements. And if it's in the range of 1% to 2%, there's really kind of a the ability of the city to kind of select whether or not to implement these improvements. And so based on where the cost of wastewater treatment is with Washington at this time, we're not recommending implementing any of these improvements at this time. We'd recommend putting it off, at least additional phosphorus treatment, until the current debt service on the plant is retired, which would be around 2041, 2042 is when that debt would be retired. So in our analysis, we'd recommend that the city go ahead and not do any implementation of phosphorus removal at this time, but we'd look out to about 2042 to implement that. I should also note that we'll submit this report to DNR. Assuming this report is approved, we'll likely need to redo this feasibility analysis as part of the next permit cycle. So every 5 years, DNR will require you to relook at this and re-evaluate the feasibility of removing phosphorus from your effluent. So that's a pretty high level summary of the study, but so I'd be glad to answer any questions you have at this time.
Does anybody have any questions?
So the increased phosphorus is coming from IRE? Is that
likely? Yeah, we don't have a ton of data. We've got a little bit of data that shows IRE's load to Washington is really high in terms of phosphorus. So we estimated that about 54% of the load coming to the plant is from IRE. But we need to obviously do some more data evaluation if we were to go farther down the path. But yes, a lot of it's coming from IRE.
Do we as a city have requirements for the discharge of wastewater from industrial plants, and they're within?
From IRE, yeah. We just did an update last fall, I believe, amending what they had to do and updated their discharge agreement.
So even under those rules, they're still generating half of the phosphorus for the plant. Can we be stricter?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think we had planned to have a meeting with IRE coming up in the next couple of months to kind of review all this and see what we might need to do with them before they discharge stuff into our system.
It's just
I don't believe there's any requirement for IRE to reduce their phosphorus in their discharges right now. And I don't believe that's part of the monitoring requirements for them.
I just see a huge price tag. That if it's coming from a private business, why would we ask, why is this taxpayers' responsibility?
Yeah. Yeah, certainly I can understand that, and if the city was required to remove phosphorus, that would be the next logical step. I will also say that even if IRE reduced their phosphorus load down to much lower, so that the city's influent phosphorus is more like 6 milligrams per liter, there would still likely need to be some changes made to meet a lower phosphorus discharge limit.
Sure.
It's still a price tag, but not quite as extensive. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. So do we need to?
I make a motion to accept the.
Accept the resolution.
Resolution okay. of the.
We're just approving the study.
The study.
Yeah, approving the study.
Yes. That's all we're doing.
So that was Elaine and Bethany. You want to second that, or did somebody else say that?
I will if no one else did.
Okay.
Bethany
second. And just call that roll.
Enquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
All right. Okay, I just want to make a comment. Yes. We made some changes to Zoom, so I'm not sure what happened. But if it stops, I think we just need to re-click the link and start it over.
So if anybody wants to re-click the link, I think they would need to re-click the meeting link to get back in.
Okay.
So I mean, we can continue. Yeah. I'm just saying, if we
there might be some
kids kicked off, we may have a second to restart and do it again.
Still running though.
Okay, okay. Let me know if it goes off.
Okay. I'll try to watch. Okay, number six on the agenda. Discussion and consideration of a resolution approving a paving agreement with W3 Construction. This is for the lot in the business park. We gave them a five-year delay in having to complete all of the paving.
So they're still doing the front of the building, but they are not doing the back of the building.
Just for the back storage area. That was on the map that you guys got last time.
Yep. Okay.
And we resolved the other issue with this vehicle on the street. Are we talking about that?
Oh, this is a different person.
Okay, my bad. No. Oh, this is W3, my bad. Okay. Yep, that's okay. Moving on there.
Okay. All right.
I'll make the motion we approve this paving agreement.
Thank you, Bethany. Have a second. Fran? All right, thank you. And it's a resolution, so please call the roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay, number seven. Discussion and consideration of a resolution approving an agreement between Keith and Sarah Murphy and the City of Washington. And we've got a memo here. I know we've been working on this, and Kevin, do you want to
make a comment? I can just give you a brief upgrade. Been working with the Murphy family for a while. The main things here basically are we need to go in on Avenue E, we need to get an easement for the storm pipe and do some grading and riprap work and seeding work on Avenue E. And there also is going to be some work on the south side of the phase two of the business park that JJ Screw is going to do. Leland designed something to assist with that. There's already a tile system in the Murphy's farm field, and we're going to there's a low spot there. All the water is going to be directed in there and then directed into the tile system that.
Time out.
Done. We'll get the easements. And then later in the meeting, part of the agreement, we had the table to severance. The severance would come at the later. It's a tabled item. Would do that at the end of the meeting, and then we would. There was some dispute about whether there were easements on those A lots or not. But we're taking care of that. We're going to get written easements on those before they're severed off. So there's going to be.
Are we recording on Zoom? Do we need to hit a button for that? Sorry to interrupt, Kevin.
Oh, that's okay.
Just want to make sure we capture.
I wouldn't tell.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Recording in progress.
All right. Okay.
Rewind. Okay. Go ahead.
So, and there would be a payment of $25,000 that would cover the easements and the negotiations that have been going on for a couple of years here. And I would, after talking to the property owners and their family, I would recommend that we approve this agreement. And then later, I would recommend we untable the severance language and go ahead and approve the severance, which we'll do subject to getting everything signed up. So, may have any questions about what I discussed or what? If you remember in the past, there have been some discussions about. The road, who owns that, that's all been settled. There's nothing in the agreement to talk about this. It's just for the easements on the Avenue E project that, you know, was already done. And then this was, the other thing was for collecting water on the business park, lane, phase two land that abuts the Murphy's field there. So, anybody have any questions?
So this part includes the easements that
All the easements will get signed. This all is all-inclusive agreement that takes care of all of these issues.
We exchanged the signed agrees easements with the check. I trust.
Yes. So once this is approved, we'll get signatures from them, and then we'll get signatures from us, and then we won't record. We'll record everything at the same time, including the severance, when everything, the easements, and everything are recorded.
Okay. And proposed payment is coming from
Kelsey and I talked about that, and we will take it out of road use.
I believe the issues that have been discussed over the last 12 to 18 months, I think, have been resolved.
Nice job.
I make a motion that we accept this agreement with the Murphys.
All right. Have a motion. And a second by Fran. And we'll call the roll, please.
Lensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Yanquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your work on this, Kevin.
Well.
All right. Number eight. Discussion and consideration of a resolution approving an Iowa Department of Natural Resources project grant agreement.
Yay! Yeah.
This is for soccer field lighting and construction of a restroom concession stand.
This is just a grant agreement for the land and water conservation grant that we received.
Great.
As a grandma of a soccer player, I would like to make the motion.
All right.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine. Thanks for answering the second. You can have the third.
Yes. We are two soccer.
Yay.
Soccer.
And so will this cover the whole thing or just part of it?
Just part of it. Mm-hmm. We have other funding.
Okay. Great. So we have a motion and a second. And hold on, please.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Yanquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Lensman?
Yes.
All right, great. Now, moving down to number nine, this is a discussion and consideration of Washington Housing Rehabilitation Contract for 116 North 7th Avenue.
Make a motion that we approve this consideration for rehab for 116 North 7th.
Second.
Okay. Any questions about this, or I guess we have a motion already. Nobody else had a question?
Second.
And who would be a second?
Second.
Bethany was the other second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess she beat you to it again, Fran. Okay. So this is the first project in this block grant, community block grant, or rehabilitation block grant program.
It's great.
Good to get it starting to work. So would you call the roll, please?
It's not a resolution.
No. It's a roll.
Oh, I'm so used to that.
It's just a voice vote.
How easy. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Next is discussion and consideration of the rehabilitation program forgivable loan for the same project.
Make a motion we approve the consideration for $1,000 loan and forgivable loan. 116
North 7th. All right, thank you, Fran. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Elaine. And this is a voice. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Number 11. This is a construction agreement for the City of Washington. The same project. This is a construction
I make a motion we approve the construction agreement for 116 North 7th Avenue.
Okay. We have a motion by Fran. Did I have a second? Anybody?
Second.
Okay. Reliable LeVane. She'll give me a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. And, okay. I see what you mean now. This other one.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, when I updated the agenda with that one liquor license, for some reason it made that item disappear.
Go away.
I don't have any
explanation. So it wasn't on the agenda, so we can't do anything.
Right. So it's not on the current agenda, or you can't address it.
Okay. Then we have an item of old business, and can we untable it?
Yes.
We can untable it?
Yes.
Okay. I make a motion we untable.
Second.
And Isla, that was Isla, right? And
that's a roll call.
Roll call.
Ernest?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Okay.
And this was part of the agreement that was approved earlier that we would go ahead and do this with the easements on those A lots. So these lots that nothing can be built on will go back into the county.
Okay. All right, so
I'll make the motion we approve the voluntary severance.
Okay.
Second.
Fran? Okay, I'll be and this is resolution, so we need to have a voice vote.
Roll call.
Roll call vote.
Ernest?
Not saying anymore.
Ernest?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're down to the end. Okay. Anything else? Let's do department reports.
The August activity report was emailed to you over the weekend. Received that. I apologize. I didn't hit the Friday deadline. I was out of town Thursday and Friday at some meetings. Maybe you've noticed the speed trailer is currently on East Adams. That and then we'll be moving it to West Main where we've had some complaints of speed in that residential area as well. We will have a group of officers tomorrow going up to Algona for the funeral of Officer Cram.
How many officers are going?
There should be about five of us.
Wow. Are you going in a marked car?
We'll have one more car, yes.
Thank you for doing that and support. Yeah, it must be heard. Okay, Kelsey, no? Nope. Kevin, no?
Nope.
Yana?
I guess I really don't have anything to add either right now.
You're wearing two hats. Many hats. All right, let's go. Let's start with Bethany this time.
Oh, starting with me. Okay.
Starting with you.
Only one thing for me. I just sent an email right before the meeting about a nuisance property that I've been noticing the last couple of weeks. So I sent that to Anna and copied you, Deanna.
Okay.
That is the right way to do it. That's all I have.
That's quick.
Yeah.
Didn't give me time to think. Let's see. I guess I don't have anything specific. I did have a request from a citizen, which I shared with Bethany. The stop signs, the temporary stop signs on South 4th at Jefferson, a neighbor would like those to be permanent because of the people running the stop sign going the wrong way on the one way and the speed in the area. They'd like to have that a permanent four-way stop there, which as a person who goes there a lot, it's a pain to have to stop. But I know too that not everybody stops, so it's somewhat dangerous.
Yeah, I understand.
Not much other than I enjoyed the leadership in Washington.
Did you have a good first day?
Oh yeah, Mr. Zoss, I remember a lot of the things that I kind of remember back when I took this class in middle school. But other than that, I don't got much.
Well, first and foremost, I want to express my condolences to the officer's family in Algona and to our police officers, because this has to be difficult on our own police force. So I want to extend my condolences and the fact that I care for our own police officers and what they are probably going through as well. On a happier note, I hosted the Posmore garage sale. It's just what a wonderful community we're in. It was all donated items, all donated volunteers worked it. We were so overwhelmed that we raised more money than our wildest dreams. It was so successful. And I want to thank the community for coming out and supporting us. It was just absolutely amazing.
How much you made, or is that still on the wraps?
I don't know. I don't know if I didn't ask permission from my board, that I will, I don't know what that is, but I will tell you that it was thousands of dollars. And we are, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you, the citizens of Washington who stepped forward to help the animals. And not only the animals of Washington, but we also work with Advanced Employment and the kids, the schools where the kids come in and sit in the cat cages and read to these animals. We just thank you for supporting us.
Thank you for your volunteer work with that organization. And thanks for your comments about the police, because I think we have a lot to be thankful for here, and I can't help but think if we were in their shoes, how we would feel. And I just send all our good wishes with you as you go to Algona tomorrow. Yeah. I'm so thankful that we've got a good force here. I've been going to meetings with Deanna and Elaine and Isla, and I are working on the clerk job description, and we'll get that advertised here pretty soon, and set a timeline for hiring. I've been going to the communications 911 emergency management at the county level. Got a call about a trash pickup, and that was thankfully resolved very quickly, because, I mean, there was somebody brand new on the route and didn't know what he was doing or something. We still have a couple places on boards. One is for a hotel motel community person, and another one is someone on the parks board. So if anybody has any good ideas.
And historic preservation.
But
no.
Oh, we have
okay.
She
yeah,
told
I got
me that
I
she's
got
a
breaking news.
Yeah,
okay.
Breaking news. We have another someone to fill that. So if you think of anybody for these positions, let me know, or Deanna or somebody. So thanks, everybody. All right, Fran, you can close it out.
Well, I'm pretty quiet in my neighborhood right now, other than we have some ATVs racing up and down the street without flags and running very, very fast. I have reported them 3 times. It's been a little unlocated by the time they get there. They're buzzing around pretty good. I think I know who they are. I think they live down the street from me next to a police officer, but I'm not sure. Other than that, I would say we adjourn this meeting in the city council.
All right. Second for that.
Second.
Okay.
I'll say it.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you.